Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers are encouraged to check the USDA website and press release for specific locations that will be open the 17th and 18th, as well as the 22nd of January for that three-day period. And primarily, the staff are going to be there to process various paperwork related to end-of-year tax provisions to ensure that USDA can issue the required 1099 forms by the IRS deadline of the end of January. And it's our understanding that those county FSA office staff may be able to complete a few other actions if the paperwork was already in process when the shutdown occurred, but they will not be able to initiate or issue any new producer loans or other loan activities in the county office, and they will not be taking applications for the market facilitation program. That program had an initial sign-up deadline of January the 15th, but earlier Secretary Perdue had announced that that deadline would be extended because of the shutdown. The total length of the extended sign-up period will not be known until the shutdown is ended, and at that time, the 15th of January deadline will be extended by the total number of days that the government shutdown has lasted. So producers will have opportunity in the future, once the government reopens, to go in and finish that sign-up for the MFP program.